Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, and presented by, drum roll please, you. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher. I know that drum roll was really lame. Thank you for following us on Pinterest. And thank you for listening in any way, shape, or form, because if not for you, I'd be talking to myself right now, which is very disturbing. Speaking of disturbing, we're talking about the Ashley Madison hack this week. And I'm really riled up about this, especially after seeing Chad Rock's comment after he created our marketing image for this week's podcast. Chad Rock creates the images for our podcast to promote it every week. And once again, he created a dynamite image. And attached to that image in our private forum, he said, and I proudly quote, "Screw that site. They deserved to be hacked." I agree. To quote the great philosopher Alanis Morissette, isn't it ironic? Don't you think? The screwer gets screwed as much as the screwee. But I digress. I know this might be offensive to some of you, and I truly hope that I am ruffling some feathers here, because this opens a Pandora's box of things that you should really be thinking about with regard to website security. Think about this. The Chad Rock and I had a good laugh about this Tuesday evening. The people who were exposed in the Ashley Madison scandal were entrusting their credit card or bank account information, not to mention their social security number, to a website that encourages you to lie to the one person in your life that you should be able to trust implicitly. And who should be able to trust you implicitly? Your spouse. Duh. WTF. Seriously? Are we the only people who see this? I know you see it. I know that you see it. We can't be the only people who see this, though. Hell, I'm once divorced, and my first marriage was a disaster. An absolute abject disaster. But I was nothing if not faithful. Bear in mind, I love my children and would not change a thing because of them. But man, first marriage was a nightmare. I'm sure she'd say the same thing about me. All this to say that I do not understand a person cheating. I do not understand a person entrusting their personal information to a website that promotes cheating, which basically means having an affair with someone and lying to your spouse about it. Think about it, people. This is why our websites have to be maximum security prisons, because people are willing to knowingly trust their personal information to literally anyone who will give them what they want. You got to keep that in mind when doing any kind of e-commerce on your website. That's the purpose of this week's podcast. We're going to cover five issues with regard to this Ashley Madison hack, and also the Target hack from last year. And more importantly, we're going to cover exactly how this can impact you and your business if you're asking for personal information on your website. Bottom line is, it creates more hoops that you have to jump through. So we're going to start here. First off, the first of these five issues we're going to cover. First, a $567 million lawsuit, class action lawsuit, has been filed against Avid Dating Life and Avid Media, who owns Ashley Madison. Secondly, trust has become an ambiguous term. It doesn't mean we'll keep your secret. There are no secrets anymore. If you don't believe that, ask Jared Fogle. Three, people trusting your site are thinking, how can we trust a small local site when a high-profile site has been hacked? Four, these kinds of incidents, these kinds of hacks, like the Ashley Madison hack, are why people are hesitant to trust your use of their information, whether rightly or wrongly. It's just the truth. And then five, we're going to talk about the difference between privacy and secrecy, which is a huge deal here. This week's podcast has cost me hours of sleep because of not just the hack, but what has happened in the wake of the hack. It's the distrust and the ultimate cost of trusting distrust. True irony, if I ever saw it. The first thing that you want to keep in mind through all of this, even though I didn't include it on our list per se, is that people are willing to trust you with their personal information if they believe that you can deliver what they want. There are compromises that will be made when you have what they want. In the last year alone, over half of adults in the U.S. have had their personal information hacked. Some of this can't necessarily be prevented, because I mean, hacking goes on all day, every day. Just due to the sheer persistence of hackers. I mean, ask Target. I'm sure they're thinking about this and taking precautions given their recent issues with compromises and insecurity, especially with the Christmas holidays coming up. So let's look at these five things you and your business can learn from the Ashley Madison hack. Number one, it's five of them. Instead of going 5-1, hell, I'm going to go 1-5. I'm such a rebel. Number one, the 567 million class action lawsuit filed against Avid Dating Life and Avid Media, who, again, Avid Media owns Ashley Madison. No one likes their personal information being compromised. And with so much at stake, it's no surprise that this happened. The part that baffles me is how people think that the lawsuit will fix anything. This kind of blurs the lines between privacy and secrecy, and I'll approach that topic later on in the podcast. In the meantime, the way this impacts your business is that, unfortunately, some people who would trust their info to a site like Ashley Madison are the very people who might need your services. You'll never know. Maybe so, maybe not. Will we ever know for sure? No, we won't. Going back to secrecy. Some are exposed, some are not. Bottom line is that this only serves to magnify the fact that people don't trust the word secure like they used to. How secure is your website? Hacking happens every day. Do not take it for granted. Now, number two, second thing you need to be aware of here, second thing you can learn from this hack, is that the word trust has become an ambiguous term. This is another sad reality of our modern times. And, you know, unfortunately, you have to consider it with regard to your online subscribers or anyone who gives you their information through your website. I'm not trying to manifest fear here, just trying to make sure that you are thinking of your customers first. Remember, the Ashley Madison hack on the surface had nothing to do with you or your business of selling whatever legitimate product or service you sell. However, when you're dealing with the general public, everything becomes generalized and fear runs rampant. And there is nothing more generalized than fear anymore. People read the headlines and immediately there is doubt cast because of the Ashley Madison or the Target hack or any other major entity that has had a security breach. It may not cause people to directly doubt you or doubt your business's website security, but it will cause many to second guess giving your information, if nothing else. Hell, if it can happen to Target, why can't it happen to you? I don't want to compare you to Ashley Madison. You're selling something legitimate there. But Target obviously has nothing directly to do with the Ashley Madison hack. But the fact that it's a major retail chain and Ashley Madison is a major extramarital affair chain shows the full scope of the hacking. Do not take your own site's security for granted. There's a lot of snakes in the proverbial grass. Now, thirdly here, people trusting your site are thinking, how can we trust a small local site when a high-profile site has been hacked? Again, it kind of goes back to what I mentioned before, but I want to dig a little deeper into this. If it can happen to Target, if it can happen to Ashley Madison, if it can happen to whoever, why can't it happen to you, Mr. Local Business Owner or Mrs. Local Business Owner? It's really easy to think that if it can happen to a larger, more well-known national or international site, why can't it happen to me? That's a legitimate fear that you and many of your contemporaries may have. It's a legitimate question. However, first look at the logistics of it. Hackers will target, no pun intended, sites with higher traffic because they offer the most potential dividends. There are more people, more information to be hacked on there. Chances are that you're not in this group. You might be, but chances are, if you're a local independent business, that you're not in this group. So that's good. Do not take that for granted, however. You don't want that to give you a false sense of security where you don't have to take extra measures to make sure your site is as secure as it can be. For one, make sure you require strong passwords that include both uppercase and lowercase characters, numbers, and symbols. The more, the merrier. Why do we have to do this? Because there are hackers with programs to figure out passwords. I mean, this kind of stuff being done all the time, either manually or through programs. You can't control who uses your site and submits their credentials, but you can take the high road and have stronger password requirements for them. It's for their safety as well as yours. Also, don't require information that you don't really need. If you have information, if somebody's filling out, if they're subscribing to your newsletter, making a purchase or what have you, only require the information that you really need. In this case, really, the more is not the merrier. Also, make sure that you have a company data backup, so if you are hacked, you can shut down for only a minimal time and use your backup to get up and running again. Now, number four. This is probably the reason that I find most difficult to accept here. You must recognize that high-profile cases like Ashley Madison and Target are precisely why people are hesitant to trust your use of their information. Again, either rightly or wrongly. It goes back to the generalization concept. But people hear stuff like this, and all of a sudden you're lumped in there. You've done nothing wrong. It's not your fault that these hacks happen. Yet you can wind up paying your own price for it through no fault of your own. If you've been listening to our podcast for any length of time, really, you've heard me blathering about using your blog page and social media broadcasting to earn trust with your audience and to build your alpha audience. Thank you to Mark Schaefer for indelibly marking my brain with that phrase, alpha audience. Those are basically the people who follow you and really care about what your business is doing. Trust is not to be taken for granted. Always, always put yourself in the shoes of your users, your followers, subscribers, customers, clients, prospects, visitors, whatever you want to call them. They see the news stories about these security breaches and they become that much more suspicious of anyone they're prompted to give their information to. People generalize their feelings and they lump you into the same category as other larger businesses who have been hacked. It stinks, but it's reality. Heck, I face this every week in my SEO work because so many businesses look at SEO geeks like me as nothing more than snake oil salesmen. I hate it, and it's not fair, but I have to accept it if I'm going to do this for a living. As a business, you want money for the services or products that you provide. As a human being, you have to respect the fact that people who want your products or services may be hesitant to give you their information. What are you doing on your website pages and your blog to earn their trust and show that transactions are as secure as possible? The sad truth is, you're likely being judged based on standards set by people with lower values than you. No one likes to talk about it, but it's the truth. And that brings us to issue number 5. The difference between privacy and secrecy. This one really chaps my hide, and it's another area that no one seems to like to address, but I will. There is a difference between privacy and secrecy, my friends. And the Ashley Madison hack puts this difference under a really big microscope. Let's look at the idiocy of this whole concept. And I alluded to this earlier, but let's drill it down to even a more ridiculous level. We're turning back the clock to high school, where many of us were dumb enough to entrust secrets to people who, deep down, we knew we shouldn't trust. There's a price to be paid for that. Those people who were eventually quote-unquote busted or quote-unquote exposed, they immediately exacted their wrath on those who sold out their secret. Shut up. Just shut up. Think about it for a moment. The Ashley Madison users, who, not surprisingly, ranged from professionals to ministers, etc., these users were giving their most personal identification information to a website that promotes lying to your spouse. Till death do us part, for better or for worse. I need some rim shots to accent those phrases there, don't you think? Let that sink in, though. Trusting your personal information to a website that promotes distrust. And people do it. The proof's in the pudding. This wouldn't even be a story, and we wouldn't even be talking about it right now if this weren't the truth. And in the end, the lines between privacy and secrecy are drawn. Look, all of you listening no doubt have legitimate businesses, but a cloak of doubt is cast on anything on your site regarding security or privacy thanks to instances like Ashley Madison or Target. And I keep referencing both of them because of, yeah, I've already made it clear what I think of Ashley Madison and what they promote, but then Target is a legitimate business. People just go in there to buy stuff. Look, I'm admittedly jaded because early in my career, back in 1991, 1992, I worked in reservations at an Embassy Suites in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I got to see firsthand why porn is such a burgeoning business in our country. Representatives from in the state and out of state would fly into town and stay there during their legislative sessions and whatever. And man, it was hilarious to check them out when they left. Not all of them, mind you, not all of them, but enough of them to matter. Yeah, we'd be up at the front desk and we'd print out their expenses, and some really interesting late night movie titles would be on there. Catholic High School Girls in Trouble, a Samuel L. Bronkowitz production. And some of them were really that stupid. Any of you familiar with Kentucky Fried Movie will appreciate that reference. But seriously, some of the movie titles, they were that obvious. Some of them were more than obvious, and some of these government officials had hookers lined up who would meet them at the hotel. I'll never forget an exchange I had with one of the hotel's managers at the time. I was so naive. Oh, is that so-and-so's wife? And the GM said, nah, that's his mistress. You'll see his wife when he stays here next time. My jaw still drops thinking about that, but secrets have been kept over the years in different arenas, but the internet has made it less and less possible to keep those secrets, and people keep giving their information away anyway. Again, think about it. A site like Ashley Madison is telling you that your information is safe with them, all the while you are doing something you shouldn't be doing, and you're trusting complete and total strangers to keep your secret. I mean, it's dumb and dumber. Now, admittedly, they didn't just turn this information over, as far as we know, but that information was compromised by people who may or may not value security and privacy the way you do. What were their standards for security? Did they cut corners that compromised information? Perhaps not. I don't know. All we know is what happened. But again, it's worth noting that their actions blur the line between security and secrecy. Who are you trusting with your information? Look at your own website. Would you trust your personal information to your own website? That's really a question you got to ask here. It's just us here, and I can't see you, so feel free to answer as you wish, as long as it's the truth. You must put yourself in the shoes of your visitors, users, customers, etc., and think about the worries and concerns they have when they visit your website. This Ashley Madison hack, like the Target hack last year, is a reminder of how important it is for all businesses, big and small, to take security seriously. With the Christmas holiday right around the corner, there's no better time than now to scrutinize your own processes. How secure is your third-party transaction provider? Do you know? Are you in contact with them? If you're doing transactions entirely through your own site, how secure is your customer's information? If you're doing it all through your own site, then you know you're taking on that responsibility. You may be in good shape. You may be in great shape. But it certainly doesn't hurt to assess your situation now, before the holidays. Security has never been more crucial. And given Google's recommendation of going HTTPS with your website last year, I think even they would agree. Thank you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by The Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for tuning in on iTunes and Stitcher. I guess you stitch in on Stitcher and tune in on iTunes. And for extending your love on Pinterest. Really hope this week's podcast has been helpful, and we encourage you to send us your burning questions regarding websites, SEO, social media, and the very meaning of life through our Facebook page, The Answer is 42. The Ask a Question button on our website's podcast page, or you can email us at info@minddmd.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz production.